News time brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane and Haven Real Estate. By the way, Steve, we asked how many t-shirts people had on the text line. I would say about 100 is probably what looks like the average from the people who have texted in. There have been a ton of them texting in.
Okay.
We had one person said they have 10, and then just a... Nobody really said more than 120.
Okay,
so I should have asked the follow-up, though, how many do you wear? Because then people started going, I have 100, but I wear 20. I have 80, and I wear 10. You know what I mean?
So it's like... Okay. So the 500 would be excessive.
That would be excessive. That's okay. Apparently too many t-shirts.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. All right, news time now, brought to you in part by the Wheatland Bank.
Well, Jay, we've been also talking a lot about cars and miles and things like that, which I'm an expert in, of course.
Didn't know, but yeah, now that yours has 53,000 miles?
Yes, correct.
And it's 13 years old?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
That's right. So this I found interesting. There was a guy who has been charged by a car rental company. I won't say any names.
Okay.
I can if you want me to.
That's fine.
he apparently drove 25,000 miles in 1 month.
Uh-oh.
Even with unlimited mileage, and they charged him $10,000 because of
that. Oh, wow. I mean, is that like a loophole in the contract you signed that unlimited is only means a certain amount?
Yeah, well, see, there's some back and forth here, and he's like, well, it doesn't say anything. He went viral on TikTok because of this.
Imagine that.
And he goes, it doesn't say anything in the contract about this.
Yeah, unlimited means unlimited, I would think, for most people, yeah.
Right, and they're kind of arguing, well, within reason type
sure.
deal or whatever.
Well, $10,000 doesn't seem to be within reason.
Well, there's a few things here that people are kind of like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, obviously...
And what was his mileage again? He drove how much?
25,000 miles in 1 month.
Man.
So the article that I have here, they did the math on this. And that would be more than 800 miles per day.
Okay.
Which is around 16 hours of driving 50 miles per hour every day, assuming you need 8 hours of sleeping and eating.
So are they thinking that he let somebody else use the car?
That's what this article goes on to say, Jay.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I feel like that might have been a joint effort then.
Yep, could have had someone sharing, or it could be like an Uber thing, you know, something like that.
Huh. Boy, who puts 800 miles on a car doing Uber?
I mean, I guess
not every day. That feels like a lot. I mean, your car, I did the math on yours.
Mm-hmm.
You're averaging 4,000 miles a year.
Okay. What's so wrong about that?
I mean, it's a little low. This guy did 25,000. If that was your car... That would take you, like, what, 6 years? A little over 6 years to get that many miles on it? And he did it in a month?
Well, here's the thing, Jay. Also take into consideration that I spent about 6.5 years living literally uphill from where I work.
No, I get you. You could walk to work. But there's also just driving anywhere, I feel like you could get 4,000 miles in a year. Like, even if you walked to work. I feel like you could still get 4,076 miles, which is your average, per year.
I don't know. I guess, well, apparently not.
Apparently not, right. I mean, that's 11 miles a day is what you're averaging on your car.
I mean, when you don't go a mile.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you just went to work, came home, put whopping 2 miles on the car that day. Keep in mind, folks, he also drove. Like 1,100 miles to get here, which is, you know, almost 3 years worth of driving when he moved here.
Yeah, well, okay, so I had the trip from Minnesota to here.
Yep.
I had a trip from Chicago area to Florida.
Right, I forgot about that, and back.
And back.
Oh, my gosh, well, how far is that? That's got to be 1,500 to 2,000, somewhere in there?
It was about the same.
Or same as here?
Might have been a little bit less.
And is that from northern Minnesota there? Or that was from Chicago, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was less.
What part of Florida again?
North Central. So it was
what was the city?
Top.
Does it have a name for the city, Steve?
I was in Lake City, Florida.
Lake City. Thank you. That will help with the whole typing thing that I'm doing.
Yep. It was the gateway because it's...
Gateway. One of my favorites.
You know, where they meet between 10 and 75.
Yeah.
So you
can
go
duh.
All the way west and all the way north.
Uh-huh. So it's 1,100 from here to Minnesota-ish. And then you did, you put 2,000 miles going Chicago to Lake City and back, because it's 1,000 each way.
Okay, okay.
And then, you know, also then moved to Minnesota from Chicago, which is probably 500 miles.
Yeah, and I had some road trips from Missouri to Illinois.
Man, you really don't drive.
Yeah.
I mean, Chrissy's like on the text line, I drive to Seattle and back 5 days a week.
5 days a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Rick puts $2,500 a month. See, now you, this is what happens. That's why it seems so weird for people to understand that you put $4,000 a year and literally $3,000 in just two trips.
You know, I don't know. I might have reset at some point.
What are you talking
about?
Is
that possible?
No. Are you talking about the fact that you think you may have tampered with your odometer?
Yeah. You don't think that's possible?
I mean, from a guy who sometimes is confused putting the defrost on, I don't think you're probably tampering with the odometer.
You know, accident, there's a lot of buttons going on in the car, Jay.
Yeah, well, none of them would reset your odometer. Maybe your trip odometer, but not your actual odometer. I can just see you of all people. You're the most law-abiding, rule-abiding man that's ever walked the planet.
What is that? Is that against the rules? You can't do that? You're not supposed to?
That is against the rules, yes.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is true. Yeah
they really frown on that. So, yeah, I don't think...
So I probably didn't, huh?
Probably not. Probably not. Oh, my gosh. Of all the things that would take somebody with some knowledge of vehicles...
Yeah, I guess there's probably a lot of jumping through hoops to get to
that. I'm going
to
go ahead and bet all the money I've ever made in my life that you didn't actually accidentally reset your odometer.
I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah, it is. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
I guess that's frowned upon, huh?
So did the guy win the lawsuit, lose the lawsuit? Well, where does he stand?
I mean, it's not a real lawsuit at this point.
They're just arguing over it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens here, I guess.
Unlimited means different things to different people, buddy.
But, I mean, putting 25,000 miles in 1 month does seem... like a lot.
Yeah, they're probably just selling the car at that point. If it's a car rental company, they only, you know, do so many miles. I think, I don't know what it is, like 30 or 40 or something, but man, yeah, you're...
Yeah, because even if you're doing 250, even if you're doing like 500 a week, that's still like 2,000. Well, yeah. And this was 25,000.
That's, yeah. Because like Chrissy said, 3,500 a week, driving to Seattle back five times a day.
Yeah.
I know, five times a day. Imagine that. You're driving fast if you can do five times a day.
Yeah, that'd be something.
Five times a week. So she's 3,500 a week. That's still only 14,000 a month. And this guy did 25,000. So something is fishy.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What if she's not retiring, but just from now on, she's going to go to work whenever she feels like it?
Kevin James.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I'd do that.
You already do.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Gosh, I just love doing the math on your car miles. You've averaged 335 miles a month for 14 years.
I don't think that's that bad. Or would it be that good?
Yeah, good. I think, yeah.
No, it is that good.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just unusual and amazing.
Ah, that's what they say when I open up my magician app.
Yeah, well, okay.
It's unusual and amazing.
And amazing. The amazing Steve Esky.
Yeah, that's what they say, Jay. So, I don't know if you heard about this. But I guess it's been in existence for a little bit.
Did I tell you the final story was brought to you by the Good Feet Store? I feel like I didn't, and I apologize. Oh. Now I'm ready.
Thank you, Good Feet Store.
Yep.
So this is interesting. You know ChatGPT, Jay?
Familiar with it.
So apparently, this is a new trend, at least for this year, maybe before, that people are using ChatGPT to officiate their arguments and help them win fights.
Oh.
Isn't that kind of genius?
Oh, I see. That's, yeah.
So,
That's interesting.
A 25-year-old guy went on Reddit for advice because his girlfriend constantly uses ChatGPT to win arguments.
I mean, that's crazy.
It's doing what it's supposed to do, I guess, right? If it's helping her win.
Yeah.
He said that she'll pause a fight, go to another room, ask ChatGPT about
that's
it.
That's terrible. And you fell for it all this
Well,
time?
I don't think he's fallen. I think he knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And comes back with a well-constructed argument, breaking down everything.
Wow. And is she reading it up her phone or something? Because there's no way she's remembering all that.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
And I assume lots of people are doing this.
That's crazy.
So this guy, he says he doesn't think that it's a fair way to fight.
Well, it's not. I mean, you want to fight a computer? Go for it.
Right. So he's asked her to stop, but she ran that through ChatGPT, and it said that he was just being insecure.
I want to go to ChatGPT and type that in. Let's see. ChatGPT. What can I help you with? Mm-hmm. Am I insecure?
Yeah.
If I don't want to fight with a computer. Is that fine?
I think that covers our bases. Bases.
It says, not at all. You're definitely not insecure for not wanting to fight with a computer. Computers and AI are tools designed to help, not encourage conflict.
Okay.
So no worries. There's no right or wrong way to feel about it. What's got you thinking about this, though? See, now it's going to be a follow-up question.
Okay.
I'm going to type in, why are you trying to know?
Oh, good response, Jay.
Based on the fact that that's Kevin's granddaughter's famous saying.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to know? Fair point. I wasn't trying to pry, just curious. No pressure either way. Gotcha.
Yeah, what do you think about that, ChatGPT?
Yeah, take that, man. That's a very disarming question. Why are you trying to know? It does immediately put you on the defense like, sorry.
What if ChatGPT's response was like,
stammering and stuttering and didn't mean to step on your toes. I still have not found the opportunity or have had the wherewithal to keep that like in a holster. So like in a meeting, someone says, Jay, blah, 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 blah. And I'd be like, why are you trying to know?
Oh, you haven't used that like in life.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it just seems super passive aggressive or maybe just aggressive.
Yeah. I might use that at home when I go back.
To like your dad or something?
I don't know.
Or family friend, maybe your brother.
When we gather for Thanksgiving.
What if it's just as simple as, hey, how's things going in Spokane?
Yeah, why are you trying to know?
It just seems like it's, you know, not going to fit in that situation.
Yeah, it could be a little rough.
More along the lines of, have you found a girlfriend?
Why are you trying to know?
Yeah, that one feels like it fits better and it'll put them on the defense. If they're just asking how things are going. Seems overly aggressive.
Yeah, I guess the question is... Yeah.
By the way, what are the plans when you go home for Thanksgiving and you're there for, what is it, 5 days?
Yeah, something like that.
Big, gigantic plans for some sort of family get-together, a gathering, other than Thanksgiving, of course?
Yeah. I mean, King Peter and Barb are going to be
big
hosting...
Barb.
Big Barb, I'm sorry.
Yeah, get it right.
Are going to be hosting a little family get-together.
Okay.
So we'll do that on Thursday. And I don't know. We usually try and go to a movie during Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And my brother got a new place the last time I was in town, but I didn't get a chance to see it. So I'll probably...
He bought a house, you're saying?
It's a condo.
Oh, whoa.
So...
Golly gee, everybody's rich in your family.
Yeah. So I'll probably go and check that out because he's like, you haven't seen it.
Is he on the lake? Do they say that in Chicago?
I mean, they do, but he's not.
Yeah. Why are you trying to know? I got a place on the lake. Is that a thing there?
I mean, I guess you could. Yeah. Or like overlooks it.
I overlook the lake. Sure. Yeah. That makes more sense. Yeah.
I don't know if there's many people like on.
Well, I understand. But, you know, on the lake just means like on the shore by the lake.
Yeah. And I guess there's people close enough. Yeah. You would say you would have someone who would say that.
Yeah. Okay.
But he's far from that.
I get it.
But the last time it was like, well, I got a bunch of boxes and stuff, so there's really not much to see.
I see. He hadn't been there very long.
Right. And he had just been out to the suburbs where my parents live.
The burbs. We call it the burbs.
Yeah, the burbs. Like the day before or something. And he was like, well, you know, if you have time. And that I was leaving. It was a whole thing. It was going to be a rush.
Sounds like it. Yeah. So, or it sounds like he didn't care.
Right. So, what?
Wait, what?
No, I do.
Hey,
care.
I got a bunch of boxes if you want to come over. That sounds like work. I'll be back in about 6 or 8 months. See you then.
Yeah, well, he had moved in like plenty before. It was not like I was resisting to help him move in.
But you would have resisted.
Well, yeah. Why are you trying to know? No. Okay. You're not going to let me defend myself.
No.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Steve, do you like all those?
Wait, give the list one more time. I'm sorry.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay.
Lasagna.
Oh, yay.
Bacon and eggs.
Uh-huh.
Nachos.
Uh-huh.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Bingo.
Kevin James.
Yeah, you're 5 for 5.
I feel like that would be impossible to not like all of them.
I'm 5 for 5. Jay's 5 for 5.
5 for 5. Yeah, let's go.
That's 15 for 15.
Really is.
Thanks, Steve.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
It is time to beat the show.
You might want to, do we need to double check on names again just to be safe, Jay?
No, I think you're right.
I've had some
I have high confidence in your ability to understand a person's name.
Yeah, some bad hearing, really.
Audra?
Yes.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you, Jay?
Good. And your name is Audra?
It is.
Okay, Steve. See, I told you. I was confident in you, Steve.
I felt pretty good about it. I mean, I normally say, what was your name again?
Right. I understand. Like, I understand, so. Yeah. Audra, if I was just going to be like, try to be all cool and go, what's good, Audra? And then I was like, that seems dumb. I won't say that. I'll just say hello.
Hello.
But what's good?
My coffee.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And what kind of coffee did you get? Did you get a fancy order or what do you normally drink?
Oh, I make my own at home.
Oh,
I
cool.
Have a little, barista thing, but yeah, it's a white chocolate latte.
Okay, so do you have like the syrup and all the rest of that stuff, or you just do the flavor of, you know, like you put a pod in or something that has that flavor? How do you do it?
Oh no, I do the white chocolate powder because it's not as sweet. It's the syrup.
Oh, okay. All right, I like what you're doing there. That's good. It probably saves you a lot of money, I would imagine, too.
Oh yeah, my husband knew what he was doing when he got that.
Yeah, got what you wanted and saved him a couple of bucks in the long run. Look at him go. All right, well, let's play a little Beat the Show here today. The category is Movember.
Yes. And let me say it has to deal with, like, facial hair. So beards, mustaches.
Does your husband have facial hair, Audra?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, I feel like that helps.
What, does that give her a leg up?
Well, because... I mean, I don't know. What'd you want me to ask if she had facial hair? I don't know if that was going to be. That's not the question to go with, I don't think.
Sure.
Man. Audra, you got to challenge me today because no Kevin. So that means, Steve, you got to just wave your hands, all right?
You know I will.
All right, good luck, Audra. Don't forget you can pass if you get stuck, okay?
Okay, thanks. Okay,
yep, good luck.
All righty, Audra, here we go. This famous bearded artist is known for paintings like the Mona Lisa. Name him.
Goodness, I just gotta say Van Gogh. I don't know. Van Gogh.
Name a novel that the character Gandalf is known for being in.
Oh, those Hobbit movies. I'm gonna say The Hobbit.
What sport did Olympic medalist Amanda Beard compete in?
Is that swimming? I think it was swimming.
Okay. Chuck Norris is known for his facial hair. What CBS show did he star in from 1993 to 2001?
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Who is the actor that played Alan in the Hangover trilogy?
Zach Galifianakis.
What Rocky movie was Mr. T in?
Rocky 2?
One of the, didn't get to that one. All right.
Oh, darn. Okay.
Sorry about that. Waving Jay back in.
Audra, how'd it go?
I don't know. It's all a blur.
I should have had more coffee.
Yeah. That's what I say about the show every day. It's all a blur.
Probably should have had more coffee. All right, well, let's play my portion of Beat the Show, brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters, and we are playing for a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Okay, this famous bearded artist is known for paintings like the Mona Lisa. Name him.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo da Vinci.
That would have been an answer. Name a novel that the character Gandalf is known for being in.
Is he the Hobbit guy? Hobbit series.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
What sport did Olympic medalist Amanda Beard compete in?
Swimmer. She was a swimmer.
Chuck Norris is known for his facial
Locker,
hair.
Locker, Texas Ranger.
Okay, you're not even wanting me to...
Is that the right answer?
It might be. We'll find out later.
Oh, dang it.
Who is the actor that played Alan in the Hangover trilogy?
Zach Galifianakis.
What Rocky movie was Mr. T in?
Oh, boy. Three. Ooh, it might be...
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. Can't remember if he was three or two now. Okay. Was he before Dolph?
We'll find out. And you didn't get to seven either. So.
Oh. Whoops.
Neither one of you. Whoops. I guess I was too slow in writing and then...
I felt like I was relatively fast with the answers, yeah.
Well, especially with the Walker, Texas Ranger.
And Dabba Coffee.
Coffee. All right, let's go over some answers.
Well, good luck. I hope you wrote them down because, you know, you're all by yourself today. Scoreboard,
I
reading
did.
Them.
Oh, you want me to keep score as well?
Oh, okay. Boy. All right, we'll do it on the way. Here we go.
Okay, there's a lot going on
there
here,
is.
Jay. This famous bearded artist is known for paintings like the Mona Lisa. Name him. Audra said Van Gogh. Jay, you said Da Vinci. Da Vinci is correct, actually.
Uh-oh. Good thing I didn't say DiCaprio. That would have been a little embarrassing.
You were trying to say DiCaprio.
Yeah, pick a Leo, any Leo.
Name a novel that the character Gandalf is known for being in. Both of you wound up saying The Hobbit after thinking about it for a little bit, and both of you are right. So it's The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings. So,
okay.
So 2-1 in favor of you, Jay.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here we go, Audra.
What Olympic sport did Olympic medalist Amanda Beard, do you see what I did there?
I picked up on it, thanks.
Did you like the emphasis on Beard?
I mean, you really did Beard, and I was like, yeah, get it.
Because I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it was within a whisker of being funny.
Yeah, okay. What did she compete in? Both of you said swimming. Both of you are correct. Yeah, she was a swimmer, is a swimmer.
Absolutely.
3-2 in favor of you, Jay.
3-2.
Chuck Norris is known for his facial hair. What CBS show did he star in from 93 to 2001? Both of you said Walker, Texas Ranger.
Let's go.
Both of you correct.
Let's go.
4-3 in favor of Jay. Who is the actor that played Alan in the Hangover trilogy? Zach Galifianakis. From both of you, Zach Galifianakis is correct.
Wow, look at us go. How about that, Audra?
5-4.
5-4 already.
What Rocky movie was Mr. T in? This is where we got some differences. Audra said Rocky 2. Jay, you said Rocky 3.
Oh, boy.
And it was Rocky 3.
Oh, it was after Dolph. Yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't get the last question for either one of you. But
what was it?
I can tell you what it is. Okay.
I would love it.
One of this current pro basketball player's nicknames is The Beard. Who is he?
Oh, okay.
Oh, Harden.
Yeah.
Yep,
oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Wow. You would have known that one in a heartbeat. You know, the thing about Chuck Norris is he doesn't look at the weather forecast. He decides what the weather will be.
True.
Dang it, Audra, I think I edged you out there slightly. Sorry about that. But can you just pick a number and then try to be that caller?
Yeah, let's do number 9.
Number 9, okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Enjoy what you made at home there, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Audra, have a great day. You're the best. All right, 509-441-0999. Audra says caller 9. She's going to hang up and try to be caller 9.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? A $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Unless there's like a pygmy elephant. I don't know if that's a thing.
A who?
Pygmy elephant.
A what?
Mm-hmm.
Pygmy?
Yeah.
Pygmy? Like,
nobody ever did. Like a pygmy
that's
hippo or
really
a... These are facts.
We don't know that for sure. Steve, were you picked last a lot on the playground?
No.
Kevin James.
You don't believe me?
Just seemed like you didn't need to add the if it was a no.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Never did find out. Is that a tell for a lie for you where you go,
It's just a bad habit. Just say, and like, and all that stuff a lot. That's the only thing. Maybe it's a tell, too. I have no idea. Yeah. Could be. Hmm. Although, I don't think I was picked a lot, last a lot.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Occasionally, sure.
But, I would think you would be dominating any competition.
Thanks. Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if we were having a weightlifting competition, I'd be last.
Oh, of course. I mean, so would I. So, you know, it's fine.
Okay. Glad we're on the same page.
Okay. Glad to.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hell yeah, for sure.
I still feel kind of insulted.
But... No, not at all.
Okay. No, I shouldn't feel insulted?
No, just trying to clarify.
Okay.
Looking for clarification.
Yeah, well, clarification, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, so I have a list of, I think it's 7 things. And it's, what age can we expect these ailments?
Oh, boy.
So it's an ailment and then it's associated with age. Well, I just thought it was kind of fun.
Still mad at me? Okay, it's fine. Go ahead.
To guess.
Uh-huh, sure, yeah.
Now, do you want it in increasing age?
You know, I don't even care because I want to be able to try to guess so you can mix it up a little bit.
Okay, so just mix and match.
Yeah. I feel like that's a better guessing. Otherwise, I'm going to know... have a better chance. It's not like it's the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot where it's growing every time.
Right. Well, that's the order that this is in. But
sure,
I can mix
it
up.
Mix it up.
Okay. Well, here's the first one, and I'll do it first because I don't know if it's really an ailment. It doesn't really make sense to me as to why it's on
I understand.
This list.
It could be, just something that you get, something that happens to you. Yeah.
Yeah. So this first one is gray hair.
Let's just go 40.
Wow. That's pretty much spot on. It says 39.
Yeah. I think that's fair. A lot of people get it very much younger than that. I mean, I think, the one that I always think of is Kevin's brother had gray hair in his 20s. It just genetically, it just was weird. My dad didn't get gray hair till he was like in his 60s.
Yeah. No, it just kind of depends. I knew a kid who, I think it was in high school. He thought it'd be cool to dye his hair gray.
Was he wrong?
Yeah,
I figured. Yeah.
I mean, it was just because there's people who at any age look good with gray hair.
Sure.
But he was
not so much him.
I don't know. He was like a redhead.
Oh, red gray.
So to go from that to that was kind of
strange. Interesting. Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll pass.
It didn't feel right.
I think it's true. Yeah.
And maybe because he was like my height, that also played a role.
Wait, you can't have gray hair if you're short?
I don't know. I feel like
people never grew into it.
Yeah, I feel like people who have gray hair are typically taller. You think that's true? I just made that up.
Wow. I'm actually writing it down. Ask Steve Hawk that for Hawk Topics coming up.
Yeah. I don't know. That feels right for some reason.
Sure it does.
I think it's probably very wrong.
I imagine it is.
But you know how there's some people who look good with gray hair?
Absolutely, yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe it was the shape of his face.
And the fact that he was a teenager.
Yeah, that also probably played a role. Yeah, because he had to have been under 18.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, that's not, I don't know. Headaches and migraines.
Let's see. So most people get married at like 28. So I'll say 29.
24.
Mm.
Yeah. Just right around the age when you can rent a car.
Okay, thanks.
Maybe that has something to do with it.
Or you just have to start adulting because you're out of college-ish age.
Yeah, 24. Yeah, mm-hmm. It could be.
Yeah.
All right, let's get down to some other things, Jay. How about hot sweats?
Oh, man. 52.
Oh, again, you're pretty close. 50 on that one.
All right, yeah.
All right.
I'll let you know when I get there.
Okay. How about weak ankles?
Weak ankles?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. 48.
32.
Oh, boy.
32.
Rough on the old ankle there.
What about weak knees?
These are the weirdest ones ever. Weak knees, yeah. 39.
You're close again, 37. You're off by two.
I'm not terrible at this.
Yeah, all right, let's do...
I do a lot of reading on the internet. It seems to be very accurate.
Yeah, all right, I got two more, Jay.
Would
you prefer joint pain / arthritis?
Oh, my gosh.
Or backache?
I'd prefer neither, but I mean, I understand the game.
Yeah.
Let's just go with the joint pain.
All right. What do you think for that one?
Gosh, 42?
Again, within two, 40.
Okay, I almost said 40, and then I was going to just stop at it. And
yeah,
then
you sort of
messed myself
there.
Up. What was the last one then?
Backache.
I think it might be before 40. Let's go 38. Yeah, missed that one.
Yeah, by quite a bit.
Oh.
33.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I guess it's easy to, and, you know, nowadays,
you kids.
With all these cell phones and computers and such.
Yeah.
You're bending over and.
Because of a cell phone, you're bending over?
Well, not bending over, but you're leaning over.
Oh, okay. Why are you leaning over with your cell phone?
Or you're hunched over.
Oh, I see. Like, you know, sitting, I mean? Like, I see, I have bad posture when you're sitting. That's actually true. Yeah.
That affects your back, right?
Sure. Yeah, I imagine it does.
Or maybe it's more your neck.
I think the neck issue is a definite thing, because people will sit like at a couch or whatever with their head like hanging forward. And yeah, that's for sure a thing.
But you know, Jay, your neck bone's connected to your back bone.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should, you know, those headlamp lights? You ever seen those? It has like an elastic band and then it has a light on your head.
Like a construction worker?
Okay. Or maybe like a miner, you're thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they have those, like, for people who are, like, working on engines or whatever. I happen to have one. I think Warren was the one who was like, you got to get one. And then I realized, yeah, it is handy. Not for me necessarily working on an engine, but just to have your hands free to do some stuff.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, how often are you working on engines?
I mean, not very often.
Okay.
But it is handy because your hands are free. I mean, you're not doing it at all. But
yeah.
I was thinking that, what if you had that
uh-huh.
for your phone with an adjustable spacer, and it would hold your phone kind of in front of your face so you wouldn't have to have your head tipped down. So it would look like this, Steve. Instead of me looking like this, it would be like this, and it would hold your phone so your chin could be parallel to the ground as opposed to tipped toward your chest.
So it's hanging straight in front of you.
Yeah, you got like a headband on and an arm holds your phone there. And then you just have it right in front of your face. And if, you know, people are like, oh, I can't see it, they could, you know, slide it in and out.
To that I say, I don't know what year you're living in, if it's year 3000 or year 1980.
So no?
I mean, I don't know.
Is it a great idea or a terrible idea?
I mean, two things can be true at the same time.
Oh, dang it.
Is that right? 99.9.